The Gemara says in the bottom of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, I remember reading Shmuel Hamachlif Par B'Chamar. If you're Machlif a Par with a Chamar, Mashach Bala Chamar is a Para. The Bala Chamar does Mashiach on the Para, Vela Hispik Bala Par Limshach HaChamar, but the Bala Par didn't do a Mashiach on the Chamar. Ad Shemes HaChamar, then the Chamar died. Al Bala Chamar Lahavi Raya, Shachamar Kain, Mashach Mashiach is a Para. So the Bala Chamar has to bring a Raya that his Chamar was alive at the time of the Mashiach, and it died Mashiach Bala Par, and then he doesn't have to pay for it. And the Gemara goes into an Arichas about this Halacha, and if there's a raya to it from our Mishnah. I saw a very interesting kasha from the in the Sefer Kedusha Levi from the Berdichever. This is actually not from the Berdichever himself, but from the son of the Berdichever. Then in the back of the Sefer, there's a couple of chidushim from the Ben HaMechaber, and one of them is on this sugya. So the Baal Amar over here asks a question, and he asks like this, that Lechara, the soul din, a mach var b'chamar, is not so pashut. How could you do chalipin with a par and a chamar? The halach is that peri lav di chalipin, something which is considered peris, cannot do chalipin. You can't do chalipin with peris, and it's mavur in the Gemara that behemoths have a din of peris, have a din of peris, and you can't have chalipin on a behemoth. So what's this whole musag of being machlif par b'chamar? If a par and a chamar have a din of peris, Lechara, there's no din chalipin over here at all. As I affect the Baal Amar. So affect the son of the Berdichever, he says, that's a good kasha that he's asking, but why did he wait to ask this kasha on a Gemara over here, on Meimra over here, or Shmuel? You can ask this kasha on a Mishnah, the Ferish Mishnah, but Matzila Daf Kuf, Mishnah says, Daf Kuf Amin Alf on the top, Hamachle, Farm Bechamar Yalda, Bechen Amachle, Shiv Chasa Yalda, Zayr Manchel Machaitiv, Zayr Manchel Machaitiv, Ayn Sham. It's a case of Machle, Farm Bechamar. So we already have in a Mishnah case of Machle, Farm Bechamar. So ask him the Mishnah, how could Peri become Chalip? And why did he leave the mission, not ask his kasha on the mission? He asked on the Gemara over here in the Meimra of Yudar Mashmuel, as I affect the Ben of the Berdichever. And he says a Gemalda Kabir, says a Bir Nifla to answer this kasha. He's mazwa like this. He says it's Mefur and Shulchan Aruch that if a person buys a chamar from his friend, he says, I'm selling you a chamar, I'll buy your chamar, that it's not enough to give him a chamar, but he has to give him the clay rechiva with it as well. The normal kalim that go along with a chamar, to ride the chamar, the saddle, the merdas, the ukaf, things like this, are also nichol in the mechira, because stam chamar, the rechiva aymed, why are you buying a chamar? You're buying it to ride it. So it's understood that even though I didn't mention it, but the kalim will be nichol in that mechira as well. If you buy a para, you tell your friend, I want to sell you my para, and he buys the para, then there's no kalim that are nichlo with the para. We don't say that the normal kalim come along with the para, because a para is la'achila, imid, and it's not clear that you sold it for charish or anything else. Maybe you bought it la'achila, and therefore you don't get any kalim along with the par. That's one hanacha. Now there's another hanacha that's mavur in the Shulchan Aruch, that this that we hold, the peri la'avdi chalipin, that's only if you sell the paris themselves, just the animal. But if it's peri with kalim, if there's kalim that come along with the animal, then there is, they could become chalipin, because since the kalim are nasa chalipin, mimela, the par is nimshach after them as well, the chamar, whatever the animal is, and it could also become chalipin agav the kalim. Mimela is like the son of the Berdichever, like this, it works out beautifully. He says in the Mishnah in Bamitzia, it's not a kasha. The Balmai had no kasha, because over there, the case of machav par b'chamar, it's before in the Mishnah that what was the Mashiach done? It's before in Rashi over there that the Mashiach was done on the Chamar. He did a Mashiach, the Baal HaPar did a Mashiach on the Chamar. So when you do Mashiach on the Chamar, it's before in Shulchan Aruch, like we mentioned, that the Kalim come along with it as well. So if the Kalim come along with it, then there's no problem with Peril of the Chalipin, and therefore the Baal HaMar had no Kasha, because the Chalipin works Agav the Kalim of the Chamar. But in our Gemara over here, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about that the Mashiach was done on the Para. It says, Amach Bar B'Chamar, Mashach Baal HaChamar Es HaPar, the Baal HaChamar did Mashiach on the Para. So if you did Mashiach on the para, you do not have kalim, and astam, we don't assume the kalim went along with it as well. So that's mamish peri. If it's peri without kalim, mimela, affect the Baal Amar, that should be a problem of peri nasa chalipin. And mimela, it's miyushim heitav, why the Baal Amar asks his kasha, dafka on our meimer, vidom, or shmuel over here, not in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah of Matzia is talking not shver. Over there are kalim, because the Mashiach was done on the chamar, but over here where the Mashiach was done on the para, and there are no kalim, it's taka shver, that lachar, and there should be a problem of peri la'avdi chalipin. That's the Gavali Gabir from the son of the Berdichever. I was just thinking that it's an interesting thing. The son of Ben Machaber, the son of the Berdichever, says that he had a couple of chidushim and he decided to put it in the end of the sefer together with the chidushim of his father. So Aloy Davahu, that out of all the chidushim in the world, he decided to write on the sugya of Machlif Par B'Chamar. What's the pshat in that? He has a couple other chidushim over there as well, but what's the pshat? He chose the sugya out of any other sugya. And Efshar is thinking there could be a davar amik over here. There's a yisayt from the Baal Shem Tov that is brought down in the Ma'arnaim on Masechta Shabbos, and the Gemara of Nesad Masata Ben Muna, and the Baal Shem Tov is speaking about the chashivas of Limud HaTorah, and he says one line over there that he says, this is a lashon that they quote, B'shmai L'mashal Im Loimid HaMishnah Machlef Par V'Chamar Hu Chashem Alifnei Abayar Baruch Hu. So when he's trying to bring out the chashivas of limud ha'Torah, he says that if a person learns, for example, the mission of machlef par b'chamar, it's a very chashiv in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he just randomly chose it as an example of a act of limud ha'Torah, the mission of machlef par b'chamar. Now why dafkin that mission? I don't know. It has to do a little bit with what he says afterwards, but l'maisa he chose that mishnah. And there's an inyan of hoyel v'nafim v'pumi derav. Since the Baal Shem Tov chose that mishnah to bring out the chashivas of limud ha'Torah, perhaps for that reason, the son of the Berditchever, when he wanted to write a chiddush of himself to put in his father's sefer, he bedafka picked that sugya of machlef par b'chamar, because this is the sugya on which the Baal Shem Tov said that it has a tremendous chashivas. So perhaps that could be the inyan why that was the topic that was chosen for the chiddush he wanted to print. Baal Kapanim, that's the Gevaldik of Bir over here, to be mazer why the Baal Mar has the kasha dafka over here and not on the Mishnah in Bamin Siyam.